We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, WTIC. If you work in state government, could you respond to this, please? I've gotten tips that there are departments in state government where since COVID there has been a lot of, as you know, there have been people who haven't been brought back to work. There's been off-site, home, remote work, I guess is the official phrase. Been able to work remotely. And that includes being able to do overtime. And there are people doing overtime, working remotely for state government who are making bundles of money. You know, like 50, 60, 70% additional to what their salary is. And that's a pretty amazing thing. That's a pretty big ripoff of you, taxpayer, you. If you can corroborate this, I would love to hear from you. 860-522-9842 live now or whenever. Or you can just call the rant line and leave a recording at your convenience, 860-751-4698. Do you know of any departments in state government where there is remote work allowed and unlimited overtime, maybe? Very interesting and dangerous is what government is. Okay, we're going to do more rants. We're going to take phone calls coming up on WTIC. Call, talk to me, 860-522-9842, and we'll go to Mark Christopher and find out how the ride home goes. BPS Lawyers, Traffic Center. Good afternoon, Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
860-522-9842. Good afternoon to you. This thing with Apple, does that make any sense to you? Apple controls, I guess, 66%, 67% of the cell phone market in the U.S., but the rest of the world is the other way around. The Android is dominant, but the Android only has a third of the market here. And for some reason, the Department of Justice thinks this is a problem, and they're filing antitrust charges against Apple for what exactly? It's totally weird. Because we've got a choice.
Apple is accusing DOJ of setting a, quote, dangerous precedent with a...
Well, of course it's a dangerous precedent. Of course it is.
According to DOJ, Apple uses a variety of illegal methods to maintain its dominance, to try and force you to use the iPhone and its accessories alone, including making it more difficult for iPhone users to text with those who use other brands.
You can't text easily. But is it hard? What is hard? I don't have an iPhone, and I've never used one, but I do have an iPad, and I text with the iOS texting there to people who are on iPhones, And I use my regular text. I can go to people who have iPhones. You have an iPhone, Roland? Okay. Somebody who's got an iPhone, please explain if... What's that? You hate it? The iPhone? And why do you hate them? Well, so that's the funny thing. Most people who like Apple products prefer Apple products because Apple products control their own marketplace. They don't give access to anybody who wants to develop an app. And that means they get to make sure everything works really well with their hardware because they make the software. That's what causes people. If you ask somebody why they only use Apple products, they say, oh, everything works so well and it all integrates beautifully. So the federal government is suing Apple for excluding the other stuff that people don't want Apple to offer. Does that make any sense? 860-522-9842. I don't get that. And whatever happened to America being the land of the free? Paul in Litchfield. Hey, Paul. Yes, sir, Paul.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were picking up for me. So the difference with the iPhone will send text one of two ways. It sends a text through iMessage, which is their proprietary secured system, which you send to other Apple users, whether they're on their phone, iPad, or their Mac computers.
Okay.
Works beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
When I send a text to someone who's on a Samsung, I know I'm doing it because rather than being a blue bubble, it's a green bubble. It goes just as well. The only thing sometimes is you can't send photos with it as well as I can when I'm sending it within the Apple software. But it works just as well. There's no problem for Apple users to send text to non-Apple users.
And you're using the same. You don't have to switch to a different software. You use the same texting software.
That is correct. I just text. And whether if it's going to a Samsung user, it shows up in green. And again, sometimes I can't send attachments or photos as easily as I do with the Apple software. But I heard that the part of the lawsuit is it's making non-Apple users feel inferior. And we're back to the whole we can't hurt feelings thing again.
Well, that's just ridiculous. You know, that's stupid. but the whole idea of this being a problem, the Apple has always positioned itself as a company, as the company that controls the entire experience. And that's why it has become the dominant player in the phone market here. I think the aesthetic of their phones and the perception that it's a higher quality product. Now, my sense is that it doesn't really make much difference anymore. But the thing that makes, if I say that to somebody, like my old producer, Anthony, only buys Apple products. And I say, what's the big difference? He said, I love how, just have, being in the closed environment. And that's what everybody I talk to who is an exclusive Apple user, they want that controlled environment that Apple creates. That is, there can't be random developers offering software that doesn't work so well. And everybody who works in the other side of the world from Apple, who works in the Android and Windows environments, they know that sometimes stuff doesn't work.
I'm with Anthony. I have a laptop, an iMac big computer, the watch, the iPad, and a few phones. So it works well. And you're willing
phones.
To actually pay more money for it, which is interesting because, you know, a Dell laptop compared to a Mac laptop,
way
MacBook
cheaper.
Pro, for example, is half the price.
Yeah.
But it works well, and I don't get aggravated, and that's why I love Apple.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because does it make any sense to you that Apple is being sued for offering you the option to pay more and you choose to pay twice as much and you do that because you think it's better and they want to sue them for that?
Yes, it's, I like to purchase quality items. I'm willing to pay for quality items, and I think they're better than the comparable other equipment. So,
but does it make any sense for the Department of Justice to be suing them for that?
Not in my eyes.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Paul. You're the smartest caller in Litchfield, I believe. Thank you for that, Paul. In the whole county, not just the town. 860-522-9842. I don't understand what the Justice Department is up to, because there's a soundbite. I forgot to dub it, but there is a soundbite of Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, saying many years ago that he thinks that anybody who writes software for computers should make their own hardware, or vice versa. Like, that was his premise. If you want to have good computing, if you want it to work properly, you control both sides of the equation, the hardware and the software.
As any iPhone user who has ever seen a green text message or received a tiny, grainy video can attest, Apple's anti-competitive conduct also includes making it more difficult for iPhone users to message with users of non-Apple products.
And that's why they love it.
DOJ also maintains Apple prevents companies from offering apps that compete with Apple products.
And they buy it anyway.
And federal prosecutors say Apple blocks consumers from access to non-Apple financial services. The only financial payment service available on an iPhone is Apple Pay.
Which people buy Apple despite that limitation. So what's the big deal? Because there is a choice. There is a choice. It's not a monopoly. It's just the bigger one in this country.
This morning, Apple responding, claiming government overreach. Quote, this lawsuit threatens who we are, the principles that set Apple products apart. What DOJ is asking Apple to do appears at odds with the vision of its legendary founder.
Here we go.
Set
listen.
Forth based on industry pioneer principles.
People who are really serious about software should make their own hardware.
There's Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. And listen to Michael Shanahan on Good Morning America, trying to understand this story. I think he was trying to poke fun at the Department of Justice.
Apple doesn't necessarily get to oversee inside the App Store. That iPhone is less a part of the Apple ecosystem and more a part of the overall ecosystem. But this is a tough case for the DOJ because they really have to prove that the consumer is not better off by having that interoperability.
Yes.
And a lot of consumers actually buy their Apple.
Yeah, so that people buy their Apple products because of the thing they're being sued for. Isn't that ridiculous? Now listen to Michael.
Actually buy their Apple products specifically for that purpose.
So when you text somebody, it won't be green, it'll all be the same.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's
the crux of the thing to Michael.
Buy their Apple products specifically for that purpose.
So when you text somebody, it won't be green, it'll all be the same.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's one of them.
That's how you tell the difference which friends had Androids, which ones have iPhones.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's what it all comes down to, this lawsuit. They're suing so that you can have all the text be the same color. Scott, hi, you're on WTIC.
How's it going? Well, the thing is, I'm an Apple guy, and I've used the other Android products. One of the things, the Apple ecosystem is just, it's a seamless, easy use kind of a thing. And on top of that, just the security through Apple, for the most part, it's almost like impenetrable. I kind of think that that the Justice Department, it's almost like they want better access to the data that goes through
that
the Apple.
That occurred to me too, because people might remember that Apple didn't have for the federal government a back end that would allow it to penetrate the security and go in and find criminals who might be making use of an Apple phone. And this really upset the federal government. They wanted control over Apple's software, and they wanted to ruin their software by breaking it so that they could into it.
And it's one of the key things that a lot of Apple users, it's that security. It's the reason why they have just Apple Pay, because you're going to have to try to break through Apple Pay, and they make it like an impenetrable wall. I use Apple Pay. I'm confident. I've never had any weird stuff happening on my checking account because I use Apple Pay. And you know, it's just the ecosystem, like the other caller said. I mean, I could sit down and literally just drag what I'm working on my iPhone and just drag it over to my iPad or onto my iMac. It's just a lot easier.
But that's what's so bizarre about this suit, is they're suing Apple for antitrust because they've created a product that you trust so much and you're willing to pay twice as much for it. And they're being sued for causing you to pay more. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like everything else today. The actual issue that they're trying to go after is not about the propaganda they're putting out front. It's got something else. There's another motivation.
It's a hidden agenda.
Yeah, there has to be a hidden agenda. That's a very good way to put it. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. 860-522-9842. We've got Kim and Cromwell. Hi, Kim.
Some breaking news this afternoon. The state of Maine has turned down their EV mandate. And this is a blue state that has done so because they have no confidence to be able to establish a good grid in rural areas in light of natural disasters. Unfortunately, in Connecticut, I think we will probably spin the opposite way.
Eventually, you would assume that they will do the wrong thing if the Democrats continue to maintain control.
Well, that's the other piece of the pie. Is people have to understand what's critical there is don't go by what polls say regarding one's presidential choice. You must understand that the executive office does not make the law. And if you don't have the other two branches, you have nothing. As of today, we are nearing closer to having Hakeem Jeffries being in the speaker's chair by Election Day.
Kim, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Melissa and Avon. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd. Real quick, last night, the gentleman who has the program on after you, Eric Erickson, spoke about the Apple issue. And the caller, I believe, before Kim was spot on. Eric mentioned that he was a former IT person. Mm-hmm. And because Apple wouldn't allow the government that back door for spying, which not only if they allowed that for the government,
anybody would be able to get in.
Exactly.
It would have forced Apple to break the thing they had worked so hard to build, which was a secure phone.
Yep, that's it. So now they're being punished for it. That's all.
Well, except the Justice Department has been losing these types of cases, and this case looks worse. But thank you, Melissa, for jumping in. I trust they're going to lose again. I hope they're going to lose again. And the Justice Department, that is, and that they will just look stupid for and corrupt for doing what they do, which is being stupid and corrupt. That's what the federal government's all about. It's a lot like the state government. Wowza. Okay, when we come back, we're going to take more phone calls and play the rest of the rants. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher standing by. He's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. It's a Friday afternoon. You never know what might happen on the roads Friday afternoons. These days, they can be really empty, the roads, because people don't work as much, or they can just be packed full of traffic. What's it going to be, Mark?
Miss something from the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Todd Feinberg Show, don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, sirree. Fun to be here on a Friday afternoon, Tom in Canton. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Todd. I'm going to save the state about $400,000 in overtime right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, after all this rain, it's going to be West Nile mosquitoes out, and they're going to be in different towns, and they're going to travel from town to town and make sure they get everybody.
So how will they save the money?
Well, because now they don't have to hire all these expensive scientists. Because
to catch those mosquitoes and figure out what's going to happen.
Like, they got a fleet of brand new F-150s with high-tech catching equipment.
Why don't they just throw a party and invite the mosquitoes right next to a swamp?
You know, all these programs got to be reviewed once in a while. I am all for environmentalism, but we need to have a conservative environmental party that does things that are actually practical and doable and save money and increase your freedom.
Well, environmentalists stopped caring about the environment when climate change came along, because then it became about forcing economic change, and kidnapping the flow of that money became the important thing instead of making good policy.
Well, they never do the things that could be done, like all these traffic accidents going on today. If they could stop the speeders or slow them down or prevent the accident somehow, think of the pollution that's being made right now as we speak from those cars just sitting there waiting in traffic.
Yes, but they can't ask the police to start policing the roads again, because the police will say no, and then they'll be revealed, the political class will, for the useless things that they are.
Well, exactly. And plus, not to mention the tragedies of people getting hurt, innocent people getting hurt by jerks that don't know how to drive or just want to drive aggressively.
If you don't arrest people, then the statistics go down, the numbers go down. So you can argue that there is no crime and there are no accidents. It's beautiful, Tom. They've got it all figured out.
Yeah, it's aggravating when you think there's actually simple answers and they won't do them.
And they're spending our money and covering up what the real problems are and chasing fake solutions to real problems, like suing Apple. Thank you, sir. 860-522-9842.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
We've got more rants to play. We'll get to them in a couple minutes. Jeremy calling from Waterbury. Hello, Jeremy.
How are you doing today?
Oh, thank
I
you,
to
sir,
weigh
for
in
the call.
On the Apple products.
Okay.
First of all, the caller was talking about the text messages. Completely true, the green and the blue. But the issue is... with the blue bubble, with the iMessage, you're able to send larger file sizes without being charged on your data network.
Okay.
So if you're sending to an Android phone, it has to be a smaller size. So it may come out grainy because Apple records digital videos and photos on a high quality. Now, you can get around that by downloading like WhatsApp that people use internationally, send things over Wi-Fi, and send the entire file. So there's a way around that. Regarding the money issue, you can hook up any credit card to Apple Pay and use it just like you could with anything else. But the system, they try to control it to make sure it's more safe, which is their main objective. So when it comes to like the Apple Store, they make businesses or individuals have to pay a large sum of money. Like 10 years ago, it was like $5,000 to become certified to be able to make an app for the Apple Store. That's to protect their operating system, so it doesn't doesn't make like a huge meltdown for everyone and screw everyone up.
All right, but the point is they do this for good reason. Everybody understands it, and that's why you buy the products, or you buy the products despite that.
So I think when everyone's saying, oh, they're trying to get control over Apple, I believe that, because not to bring up a bad event, but during the Boston bombing, the person that had that did this had an iPhone, and the government wanted Apple to allow them to break into the phone. Apple doesn't have access to that. They would, because they want everyone to feel trusted. So if I forget my Apple ID, Apple can't break into me and recover everything for me. It's on me. So when the government responded to the government by saying, well, you have like the smartest people in the world, break into the phone. You know, if you want to break into it, break into it. We don't do that because we don't have that capability, because that's what we provide our customers, the security and the...
Yeah, that's one of the upsides of the product and one of the things that makes people buy it. All right, Jeremy, thank you for clarifying that. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. Going to get back to the rants.
How much more can Americans put up with? Joe just wrote off another $6 billion, with a B, for student loans. The total that Joe has written off is up to $143 billion. Not money for the border, not money to stop the illegals, not money for crime, and not money to stop the drugs. And Joe also dropped the ball on the paperwork for over 200,000 illegals to be deported. Now they're here to stay. Come on, people. We need to save our country.
How about that? You on board?
Hey, Todd. I'm listening to you here on Thursday talk about it doesn't matter what side they want to pitch you against each other. And I totally agree with you on that. And a lot of people will say, well, that's why I like Trump. But I want to point something out to everybody. It's the size of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And he expanded the size of the government when he added a whole new branch of the military, the Space Force, which I'm not quite sure what we're patrolling with the Space Force. I think the other agencies do a fine job checking the sky. Take it easy.
Well, we don't know if he actually added jobs or if they just moved them from one existing agency to another, but presumably it created some jobs. But you have to allow people the chance to, this is what people would say. You have to allow people the chance to grow the government because that's what keeps them in power. But, of course, that's the thing we want to end, right? We want to be done with that problem of government being removed from the hands of us. It's supposed to be we the people, and it becomes them the political class.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath, all right, when the good old boys are up in arms.
Yeah.
Todd, I'm reading a headline on CNBC.com that states that Biden administration to forgive $5.8 billion in student debt for nearly 78,000 borrowers. That equals about $75,000 per borrower. I'd be willing to allow the government to take $75,000 of my debt away. Goodbye.
It's so sick. The whole thing is so sick.
Todd, as a friend, because I really like your show, Donald Trump mentioned the car industry before he said bloodbath. He mentioned the industry exactly after the bloodbath. So he mentioned it before and after. The bloodbath was boxed in, bookcased in to the statement. Sorry, Todd.
Well, that's the beautiful part of what he said, which I think he does a lot, whether deliberately or accidentally, is it's hard to pull it apart and make clear. So I see it differently. But I also have seen it, like my first reaction was the reaction you had. And then I studied more. I said, oh, no, if you listen to this, he's doing an aside, and that aside is sandwiched, as you say, by conversation that is different from the aside. And that seems clear to me. But if it doesn't seem clear to you, I understand. It's confusing. And I had to work to come to terms with it. And now that I've switched sides on it, I can't switch back. I've tried. I just can't do it. And that's how I work these things. You know, I don't want to just go by my first reaction because I could be wrong. And I found out I was wrong when I went back and revisited it, at least in my eyes. Because if Donald Trump is so great, then you don't have to be afraid of questioning him. He can be wrong once in a while. Great people are wrong, right? So we don't have to be nervous about finding out that they are.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. And today's rant is about the proceedings yesterday in the so-called Joe Biden impeachment. What a fake, cooked-up scheme, like I've been telling your listeners for a year now. This whole thing is based on nothing. Joe Biden has been a brilliant public servant for 50 years serving the middle and lower class. And these clowns try something like this, Comer and Jordan, and there's absolutely nothing there. There isn't a shred of evidence. The only thing they've accomplished in this is wasting millions of dollars in taxpayer money. For that, every American, including Republicans, should be pretty darn angry about this failed, cooked up bunch of nonsense.
860-522-9842. That's the great American patriot. Mike in Torrington. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
What's up?
Wanted to call based on your discussions about the bloodbath, term that Trump used and whether or not he used it in what context.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up in the Webster-Merriam Dictionary, the second part of the second description or synonym for bloodbath is a major economic disaster. So even if they want to take it out of context and say that he meant something other than the car industry, he's not wrong. If another 4 years of these clowns, and it's going to be a bloodbath, it's an economic disaster already. So there's multiple ways you can look at and take what he said.
That's true. Yes, I agree with that. And my study of it, my first reaction was I agreed with you. And then as I looked at it more, I thought everything but the part where he switched over to talking about how there was going to be a bloodbath and there was never going to be an election. November 5th is going to be the last election if he doesn't win. That kind of stuff supports the opposite argument that he was also talking about a bloodbath, like there's going to be violence because he's saying there aren't going to be any more elections, and that suggests violence too.
Well, the only way there wouldn't be another election is if he introduced martial law to prevent them. Otherwise, it's still going to happen.
Well, maybe that's what he has in mind.
I don't think so. I don't think he's that brave.
Well, that could be. Anyway, I appreciate that you called to express that, and I like that we can have a difference of opinion and talk about it.
Yep, love the show, Todd. Thanks very much. Have a great.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We've got our dining hour, not dining, but eating, our food hour coming up. It's called Order Up. That's the 5 o'clock hour.
Hey, Todd, I'm sitting here listening to Pastor Will talk about voter registration and mail-in votes. It seems to me that if you do a drop ballot or a mail-in vote, they know your name and they know how you voted. When you go in person, they just know you were there and they don't know which vote is yours. Your name is not attached to that vote.
Correct.
I think in the future, if the Democrats know who you are and how you voted, you're going to run into some troubles. And I would suggest to anybody not to use the drop-in votes or the mail-in votes, because they can put a name to a vote that way, and therefore, good luck to you. Goodbye.
Well, you know what? Let's not try to hide who we vote for. Let's be proud of it and wave a flag.
And the country, if he's not elected, folks, it's context. Listen to what he said. And Todd, you played a little bit of it, which is great, but you didn't play enough. He's talking about the Chinese government building cars in Mexico to get around the ban on Chinese cars being sold in the United States. And this is how they've been trying to get around it. build the cars in Mexico, which are really Chinese cars, and then sell them in the U.S. because there's no ban from Mexico. And what Donald Trump is saying, if you do that, China, which is what you're trying to do now, building these plants, there will be 100% tariff on your cars if I'm elected. If I'm not elected, meaning that the Biden administration certainly wouldn't do anything to deal with all of this, it will be a bloodbath, meaning that it's going to be a nightmare. It'll be a you-know-what show. That's what he meant. Come on, people. Take a pill. Have more fiber in your diet.
Well, I'm not upset. I'm not upset about what he said, but to me, it seems clear that he changed tact and he wanted to say something different at the point when he switched over and said, if I lose, he said, if I lose, then there's going to be a bloodbath. Forget about what I was saying before, basically. I'm paraphrasing. And it just seems to me he made a change at that point. That's all. We can disagree about it. But I do think if you listen more carefully, you can see that there is a way to be confused by it. Because it is confusing. Because it's Trump talking, and he talks in a confusing way, which, by the way, is a big advantage for politicians, I believe. I do. I think they gain advantage from not being precise. It provides flexibility and the chance, deniability, I guess you call it. So let me see. Sorry for that noise. That's my, is this the bloodbath
call? They're friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line.
All right, so that's when he's talking about cars, and then he pivots.
And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected.
He says, that's if I get elected. But if I don't get elected.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it.
That's going to be the least of it. We're talking about the cars, right?
For the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. Now, I don't think that's a major crisis that he said bloodbath for the country, meaning that you know, whatever he meant. But I just think he was making an aside that was different from talking about the cars. And that seems pretty straightforward to me. 860-522-9842. We have Order Up coming up after news. How cool is that? And right now, Mark Christopher and the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's happening on the roads, Mark?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.